presentation of Bethel Family Church. We hope you enjoy listening and that it helps you to grow closer to Jesus.
Today, I would like to share our story, Jules and mine. I was born in Ardrossan on the York Peninsula to parents that attended the Lutheran Church. My dad was a farmer, and so I was christened in the Lutheran Church. At the age of 6, my parents went on a holiday to Sejuna to be with family, and my dad noticed a huge difference in my uncle. A man from Geelong had started a church in Sejuna called the Revivalists. My dad and mum gave their hearts to Jesus, and they were baptised at Denal Bay. My dad came out of the water speaking in tongues. He was so filled with God. What a holiday for our family. What a change in our lives. We were living between Cleve and Cow, called Yabmadna, on a farm, and we travelled up to Wyala on the dirt roads for house meetings. Then my dad, he moved again and moved to Ungara near Port Neal. And we joined the CRC Church in Port Lincoln, so we travelled up and down. But it wasn't long when we were on the move again and we moved up to Wyala. And we were attending house meetings with the Revivalists. I gave my heart to Jesus when I was 9 years old, and I was baptised in a bath in Edgar Street. Pastor John Ridley was holding house meetings, and so my family started joining in with these. And then Pastor Ridley moved the people to Tockhage Hall on Wood Terrace. My dad had a combi van, and he would pick up as many people that would fit in that combi van. No seat belts in those days. And one of those young men was Dennis Young, Maureen's husband. Combi van my dad donated to the church for the youth so that they could go to different places out in the bush, go to camps, that sort of thing. And the church moved to the side hall down the road of Viscount Slim Hall while this church, this side hall here, was being built. So I was a part of a large Sunday school, a large youth group in those days. We had beautiful family church camps, youth camps, ladies' camps, and always fun and filled with the Holy Spirit. Our church in those days used to mix regularly with Port Lincoln, Port Augusta, Kimber, and Port Pirie. That was so good. We were just one big family. Jules. He was born in Utrecht in Holland during World War II. A family of 8, all kept safe. Moving to Australia in 1955, to Newcastle, they were sponsored by the Dutch Reformed Church. And then Jules moved to Wyala with his brother in 1965. Jules was lonely, and he went to the beach one evening, and sitting at the foreshore, there was Pastor John Ridley showing a film called Holland Wonder. It was by T.L. Osborne. So he had a double whammy, Dutch and English, being preached at him. He got you. He joined Bethel in giving his heart to Jesus, and he was baptised down at the foreshore where he first saw that film. A lot of great blessings at Bethel. He met a young lady. He married her in February 1972 in the side hall by Pastor Bruce Lean. But through all that joy comes sadness. My dad passed away in December 72, but he went to be with his Lord and Saviour. Through the sadness come joy, because we gave birth to a beautiful daughter in January 73, and then a son in 76. I never thought I could have any more children after my daughter, after miscarrying two beautiful babies. But God was good to us. He gave us a son. Jules helped build this extra part of the hall, this big part, with Bruce Lane and a lot of other people that attended this church. He was groundsman for many years. I taught Sunday school for many years, one being Kerry, was one of my little girls. I was a part of the children's work for many years, and we held kids club here for up to 100 children in this hall. That was such a blessing on Friday nights. I was a big part of the ladies group that we used to have, because the Lord has been our shepherd. We have everything that we need. He's never behind us. He's always in front of us. And he knows our name, and he knows our heart. I love to be still and soak in his goodness. I feed the sparrows with great joy, because I know his eye is on the sparrow and he watches over me. I love to share the goodness of God with praise and worship. Praise and worship is my... I just get lost in it. I love it. And nature gives me great pleasure. From the tiniest, weeniest, tiniest flower through to the blade of grass that comes up just after the rain, I see. I love to go to the beach and fossick for tiny little shells. And I love my little dogs as well. To keep my fingers busy and my mind, I embroider and I crochet. Jules, he does woodwork. That's our talent that we've been given. Church family is very important to us, and the hugs that we can give. I'm a hugger. Thank you. I have been God's kid for a long time, and I've been a Bethel kid. I was a Bethel teenager. I was a Bethel mum. I was a Bethel grandma. And I'm a Bethel friend. Talking of grandmas, grandpas, Oma and Opa, we've got four beautiful grandchildren. What an incredible gift God has given us. So this is part of my story. We love you, Lord. Oh, your mercies, they never fail me. All our days, we've been held in his name, in his hands. From the moment that we wake up until we lay our heads, we will sing of the goodness of God. Because all our lives, we've been faithful, and he's been faithful to us, and he is so, so good. So with every breath that he enables Jules and I, we will sing of the goodness of God. Because we love his voice. And he has led us through the fire at times. And in the darkest night, he's close like no other. Yes, we've known him as a father. And we've known him as a friend. And we have lived in that goodness of God. Because all our lives, he has been so faithful. And he has been so, so good. So with every breath that I am able and Jules is able, we will sing of the goodness of God. I'm nearly run out. Because his goodness runs after us. And so with our lives, we lay them down and we surrender. And we will give to God everything. Because his goodness runs after us. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Elaine. I'm assuming there's probably so many more stories in there. And Jules probably has so many more stories to tell. So if you ever want to know any more about the history of Bethel, go have a chat with Jules. He'll tell you so much. Yeah. and Elaine, obviously. I know Jules is a very good storyteller.
Thanks for listening to today's message. For more information or to listen to other podcasts, head to our website at bethelcrc.org.au or check out Bethel Family Church on Facebook.